Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Miracle Moment. This is the new mommy season that will absolutely rock your world, up-level your mama game, and skyrocket your business. I'm your host, Ray Ireland, and brand new mama. Like every new mama out there, I enjoyed those quiet, precious moments of those first few months. But after that, there was this stirring in my heart to lean back into business and activate my entrepreneurial brain. I went into a business partnership with a financially failing podcast production company and turned it into a multi-six-figure production house with over 65 million downloads in just a few months. It's been a roller coaster, and I've learned some unforgettable lessons. As a mompreneur, I know how challenging it can be to balance work, family, and self-care and still see the everyday miracles. So each week, I'll share stories of women who have defied the odds to pursue their dreams of motherhood while also building successful businesses. This show will open your eyes so you can see the miracles around you. With more awareness, more miracles will show up. Light a fire in your soul, mamas. You deserve it. What is up with this experience of having so much guilt around self-care? Now, I know mamas that are like, I don't care, I do my thing. But even those moms, when I get on the phone with them, things happen, things change. There's just this guilt that is attached. I don't know if it's societal. I don't know if it's just ingrained in our bodies to be these nurturing caregivers. And when we're not, it just eats away at us. But definitely something worthwhile talking about, because since it is so deeply ingrained in our system, in our body, in our chemistry as new moms to just give and give and give and empty out our cup, there's got to be some strong pull for the opposite to happen. There's got to be a strong pull to make sure that self-care comes into play. It's about taking like an offensive stand versus a defensive stand when it comes to self-care. So that's what we're going to dive into today. So first and foremost, you got to understand the guilt. Explore why this guilt is arising around your self-care. You can even explore this topic societally or within your networks and with your friends and other women that are in the same spot. I think there are definitely some societal expectations versus there are also some personal needs. I know my personal guilt comes from all of the above, but you definitely want to just take a little bit of time to ask those questions so that way you can understand really where is that guilt coming from in the first place. When you know where you're going to be able to go deeper into kind of problem solving and taking that offensive stand. So to do that, you need to really define what is me time and why is it essential for my mental health and well-being? Well, you're on this podcast, so you probably already get that, yes, it is essential for you and your well-being. Of course, because when you have a full cup, there's overflow. That means you can give with more pure energy, more loving energy, more intentional energy. So we're not going to go so much into why, but definitely invite you again to just explore your own why. Why is it essential for you to have me time? That was the shift for me when I started really recognizing, oh, I need to make this a priority, was because I felt like I was like disconnecting from myself or my fuse was getting shorter. I didn't have as much patience. And that's when I realized, okay, I have to do this. And me time, I think, can be defined by such a range for different women. For some women, that means taking a bath or reading a book. For others, that means going out and going outside, getting some vitamin D or going for an exercise or going and taking a dance class or singing or just being in prayer. There's so many different versions of me time, and it takes awareness to first choose the correct one. So for a while there, I noticed that I was feeling depleted But my me time, my go-to experience of what I like for me time is to go work out, exercise, move my body. That's typically what makes me feel better. But what I was realizing was I was so burnt out and depleted. And then I would go do that. It would make me more tired, more drained. So I'd come back to home or to my business and feel even more drained. So I started to really play with the variety of what me time looked like and noticed that I needed to bring in more parasympathetic experiences into my body, into my nervous system. So that would mean going and getting a massage or just taking a bath, like really actually just taking time off to super relax, which is a hard thing for me as a go, 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 very energized person. So defining it and then at times redefining your me time. And you can also look at what are your non-negotiables of self-care. Identify what self-care practices will lead you to a more healthy life balance. Like for me, I needed more relaxation. For others, they might need more activation through activities or exercise. There's so many different non-negotiables. Some could also be eating three meals a day, or drinking enough water, or taking your vitamins, taking your minerals, or maybe it's getting your nails done, or hanging out with girlfriends once a week, or taking yourself on a self date once a week. These are all some different examples of non-negotiables that you can set up for yourself, or maybe it's a few minutes or a few hours of quiet time. I know there's quite a range, and I've had a lot of guests on my show lately talk about this really expansive me time that they carve out for themselves in the morning. And I think for me, I know all I need is a few minutes and I feel really good and amazing. And I know that there's different times in your life and flow where sometimes 2 to 3 hours is actually going to make even more sense and actually fill my cup up even more to be able to support my family and my companies.
Hey there, fabulous mamapreneurs. I've got something super special for you. Introducing Giggles and Growth, hilarious reflection prompts for the mamapreneur. So just picture this. You're journaling your way through prompts that have you giggling and reflecting like never before. Ever wondered what your business would say if it could talk? Or how about sharing the funniest thing your kids have ever said about your work? But here's the best part. These prompts aren't just about having a good laugh. They're an incredible investment in yourself and your journey as a mompreneur. Taking time for giggles and growth means giving yourself the gift of self-discovery, clarity, and personal growth. As you reflect on these entertaining prompts, you'll gain valuable insights into your business, your role as a mom and as an entrepreneur, and even find hidden gems of wisdom. And the cherry on top? It's absolutely free. No cost, no catch, just a joy-filled opportunity to embrace laughter while empowering yourself. So what are you waiting for? Unleash your laughter and embrace the growth with Giggles and Growth. Click the link in the show notes or visit www.rayireland.com/giggles-and-growth to grab your copy now. Let's make your entrepreneurial journey even more fabulous. Get your Giggles and Growth freebie today, mamas. You deserve it.
When you're doing this, I think having a baby, having a family naturally creates more desire and necessity for routines and structures and systems. So don't forget to put your self-care routine in your system and structure. Do not leave that on the back burner. And I would even go so far to say, put that in your routine and structure first. So if you can set that self-care routine up first, then do everything else for everyone else. I've found that my energy just feels so much more full. And I even noticed that. One thing that's a non-negotiable for me, and this is a new thing that I'm bringing back into my daily flow, is singing. And I totally notice the days when I sing first, I have a very different experience of my day. I have a different experience of stress and overwhelm versus the days where I maybe sing in the middle of the day or at the end of the day. Also, know and start to take awareness into account in terms of the timing that this self-care happens. And putting the self-care on the calendar first, I know that can feel selfish and maybe even triggering. And I want to challenge you in saying that reframe it as your top priority so that you can do everything else. This really will shift the narrative away from this luxury self-care thing into really a fundamental aspect of good parenting, of good entrepreneurship. And there's so many long-term benefits of having that regular self-care, both for mothers, families, and companies, that the science is there to back you up. You cannot deny it anymore. Even if there is that instinctual guilt that you're experiencing, you have to override it and you have to take that stance and saying, no, this is priority because this is the thing that will oil all of the engines, and just release that guilt, let go of it, such as do some cognitive reframing if you need to, get into your positive affirmations, and also listen to things like this, talk to other mothers. You'll hear the stories of mothers who have successfully overcome their self-care guilt and have stepped into a better place because of it. And as you do that, the ripple effect is going to be amazing. Taking care of yourself can positively affect your kids, your partner, the overall family dynamic. Then, of course, your company, your clients, your team. The experience of trying to pour from an empty cup is one that I don't wish upon anyone. And I think as new parents, we find ourselves in that place. It's like we don't see that we're almost there, and then we just get there, and it creates a lot of overwhelm and chaos. And that can be, we don't have to go down that road. You can do it a different way by setting up some boundaries, getting firm but loving boundaries in place around your personal time, letting everyone know that is in your environment, and really discuss the role of the boundaries in helping maintain your own mental health and also your relational health. Because if the other people that are in your environment, say your family, your team, stuff like that, actually support you and catch you and maybe even question you if you're not doing your self-care, they can only do that if they know that's actually going to end up benefiting them and the big picture. So the more that you can just involve everyone, I think it creates a beautiful dynamic of understanding and respect. In respect of me time. And it goes to say, then, are you respecting others' me time? If you see your child, your baby, I see this all the time, they're playing so happy and someone comes over to almost get in their way. And I remember reading about just the importance of me time for their development. Let them get into their own world. Don't interrupt them. Even if it looks fun and you want to be there and you want to let them know that you're involved and that you're present, well, that's not the time to. Just like you want your time, they want their time. And so children can really learn from seeing their parents practice this type of me time self-care. And it's a beautiful thing that you get to pass down to them and really to your whole team. Because imagine if truly everyone was pouring from an overflowing cup, like so much more joy and intentionality and just care can be brought into those containers. And I know that when you do this, there is an inner critic, like there is that guilt piece. And so learn how to put that inner critic in the back seat, even if it's hard to totally throw him out of the car, right? And so go grab meditations, grab exercises, do things that will help lower that volume on the negative self-talk when it comes to this, and just keep listening to things like this that will reaffirm the need, the necessity for you to have and take that time for yourself. So, you know, some little things that you can do in your daily life is set up, you start with 5 or 10 minute chunks of me time. It doesn't have to be this long thing. Other things that you can do is definitely get a calendar out and use a separate color for your me time experiences. So that way it really pops out. Put it in your Google Calendar. Make sure that you carve it out first and foremost. And then lastly, I know I've already said this, but continue to seek support from other people that are normalizing self-care. As we shift this discussion around self-care, we shift the practices around self-care, it will start shifting the globe, and we'll start to see positive ripple effects from this way far beyond the confines of our homes or our businesses. And so that's really what this episode is about, is like, how can we shift the narrative of self-care on the globe? And I got to tell you, it starts with mothers. It starts with mothers and it starts with fathers, but really for mothers, because I think we hold the guilt and we push it aside. And so we say, oh, we don't need our self-care. We need to be here for our families. We need to be here for our babies. And that really is not the truth, and is really perpetuating the culture of not taking care of oneself. I hope this is a powerful resource for any mothers that are struggling with self-care guilt to go through these tools and get this encouragement and prioritize your own well-being. It is so key. Self-care is a family strategy. It is a business strategy. There is entrepreneurial burnout, but there's also mother burnout. And if you have the two going for you, it's going to be really hard. Even if you have a busy work day, still got to schedule that me time. And think of it as your own self-care leadership. You are leading yourself into this journey of expansion. As you hold more, your capacity gets bigger. That may mean not necessarily bigger self-care, but definitely more intentional self-care. It does mean bigger boundaries, and it means bigger delegation. It means bigger stance for going against that guilt-driven decision-making process to put your self-care on the back burner and to really just form these healthy habits. So that way, that routine gets ingrained in you, ingrained in all those around you, all those that you're influencing, and ingrained in communities and the globe worldwide. So let's be on this mission together. Let's do this. Let's invest in our own growth, our own healing. And I know that this is going to have such a big impact on even creativity and innovation, because nothing can happen from that empty cup. All creativity and innovation and that extra nurture, extra intentionality, extra love comes from having a full cup.
Hey, mamas. That's a wrap for another epic episode on Miracle Moment, the new mommy season. Catch me on the internet at Ray Ireland, sharing this wild mompreneur life. And don't forget to check out www.rayireland.com/freebies for all the resources and support while building your soul-aligned business. Are you feeling the miracles coming your way? Stay blessed, ride this miracle vibe all day long, and remember, it's all about the journey. Catch you on the next episode. Thank you.